And time now on the Johnny Hero Show for Arlinda. You get the wee fanfare and all today.
I am so happy.
Right, you've gone to see Hansel and Gretel.
Yes, I did.
Witch Hunters. Right. Oh, you seem like you're bursting to get talking about this. It is the characters from the nursery rhyme, or the old fairy tale.
Yes, it is.
Grown up. Mm-hmm. Right, okay, we'll play a bit of a trailer. Has it got guys with deep voices going, hello, and all that kind of thing? Right, here we go. Trailer. Play!
The last 2 weeks, we have 5 children taken from us. A witch does not come out in the open like that. I don't think we're hunting witches. There's something else going on here.
We have to find those kids.
I see you got my invitation.
I have my sister.
Everybody's got a deep voice like that. Talking like that. How you doing? Want a cup of tea? So Hansel and Gretel are... Did this start off in the normal fairy tale way that we know? Kids lost in the forest, kidnapped by a witch?
Yes, kids... Hansel and Gretel are abandoned by the parents in the forest, and they come upon a witch in this house that you eat.
Right.
Bits from...
Gingerbread house, like the fairy tale.
Yes,
right?
But I forget what happens in the rest of the fairy tale. I don't think it ends the way this
Hold
one
on.
Does.
The rest of the fairy tale was... She beats him and feeds him and tries to fatten him up and everything else because she's going to eat him. Mm-hmm. But then they turn the tables on her and they put the witch in the oven.
Well, then it's the same thing. It's
witch dies and kids go, ha, ha, ha.
You've just told the whole film.
But that's the fairy tale that everybody knows.
But you're not meant to tell the whole film.
But that's...
It's like Somersby, he gets hung.
No, that's Hansel and Gretel. Well, then that's the story that everybody knows, apparently, apart from you.
I didn't.
Where were you that day in school?
I didn't know. I have a question here. Ask what happens.
That's like not knowing what.
Gretel,
that's
I didn't
not
know.
What happened to Humpty Dumpty? Fell off a wall. That's exactly what this is.
Well, that's what happens.
How dare you not know that?
That's what happens in the film, except Hansel and Gretel grow up because they killed the witch and put her in the oven. They grew up as witch hunters.
Aha. So they're running around stopping witches doing this to other kids.
Yes. It's a time when there are loads of witches everywhere. So
right.
They're like...
Like now?
They're like... They're like witch hunters with big bazookas and all these special... It's fantastic.
How dare you? My kids are listening. I don't care how the woman's made. You're only getting that now. And we both got a bit of a cold, Swiss chesty wheezing. You're going to have all kinds of doctors running the U105 soon.
So they're going around all the towns killing all the witches.
So they're running around hunting. Yeah.
And I forget what it was about.
Not many people can laugh their head off with that line. They run around killing all the witches.
But the thing is, it's in 3D. And you know I don't like 3D because you have to keep juking under your glasses. We were saying this earlier. But I really loved it. The 3D was fantastic. I actually screamed.
I avoid 3D screenings. Because I don't, as you know, because I do, I sit every couple of minutes going, wonder what it looks like without them. And then I look round behind me to see if everybody else is doing it. And everybody's going...
I think everybody does
As you
that.
Said, Markham and Wise, you tilt your glasses up a wee bit to have a look.
I think everybody does that, but it was fantastic in 3D. And it says it's a PG-15. I'm not surprised because there was lots of blood and gore and special effects and it was really, really good. I loved it. I'm surprised that some of the reviewers only give it 6.5. I thought it was fantastic.
Very dare they.
Harder. Like, I beg your parsnips.
Philistines.
No, it was good. It was a really good story.
Your man, I didn't know when you told me his name, Jeremy Renner, but he was the guy out of the Avengers Assemble. He was the archer, mm-hmm. like Green Arrow or whatever he's called, but he was good in that, yeah.
That's your man. Aye. Yeah, but it was really good. I would recommend to go and see it.
He was also in Mission Impossible, The Ghost Protocol.
Oh, you've done
He's in that as well. I was watching that the other day with Wee Legs, Tom Cruise in that. But that's
calling him Wee Legs.
He's totally.
I know, but he's still good. Doesn't matter what height he is,
Stand
he's still
on a
good.
Filing cabinet to look the same height as everybody else. Doesn't make him a bad person. Anyway, he's not in Hansel and Gretel, Tom Cruise.
No, nothing to do with it. But so, I would recommend people go and see
it. Does it rely a load on special effects?
But who cares? It was good. Sometimes the special effects takes over from the story. The story was still here and the special effects made it better. And, well, you know, I love those action movies anyway. So, but I loved it. I really liked it. What?
Somebody says, oh, Johnny, the vision of witches with big bazookas. See,
it wasn't the witches that had the big bazookas.
Well, hold on. Whoa. Whoa. Just whoa. Whoa there, Nettie. All right.
So it was Gretel that did.
Gretel?
It was Gretel that had
Right, listen, don't.
Just don't. Anyway, there's enough trouble.
Can I tell you about something else? It's nothing to do with the film. Do you want to know how much I give the film?
Please, yes, out of 10.
Nine. I give it a 9.
Out of 10.
Right, I want to talk about, you know when you park your car in the high-rise buildings in the town?
The multi-story car parks, they're called.
Yes,
no, high-rise buildings
it.
Are where people live and all.
I forgot what it was called. But yes, the high-rise buildings, and they have a wee parking meter and you go and pay, you put your ticket in and you go and pay.
Yeah.
And it says on it that you can pay with change or five, tens or twenties.
Pound notes, yes.
Have you ever went into one of those and it's taken your 5, 10 or 20 and you're standing there and you put it in and it spits it out? But
yes.
Before you go, you know it's going to do it. You're never going to take mine, 10, 20 or 5. And then you turn it round and you turn it upside down.
That's right.
And you flatten out the corners and it keeps spitting it out and keeps spitting it out. And you know you're going to have to do the long drive down to the wee man, down the stairs. And every time I do it, I go, I'm going to say to this wee man, why does it say you take 5, 10s and 20s and you don't?
Yes, and they all do that, I know.
But I just walked up to the wee man and just smiled at him and went, all right, because it's every time I go into the highway, it does it, so he must do it to everybody. But why do they tell lies? I want to know why.
Why do the machines? Why can't they get the machines to work?
There's one
on Great Victoria Street that I was using at Christmas because I was doing gigs in the Europa, and you're coming out of there in the snow and the sleet and everything else, and there's a queue of people, and you're talking like it late at night, getting soaked in the elements, and everybody's going, it won't take notes.
It won't take notes.
It goes down the queue.
It won't take notes. It won't take notes. I have no change.
You know, at one stage, and my camera bag, I empty all my change into. It's like a purse.
That's a man.
And it was my good deed for Christmas. I went down the queue giving everybody whatever change I had so they could get their cards out. And I took your photos, and none of you have given me my 50p back. But none of those machines do.
I know. So I just want to know why. Why do they even advertise it? Just say, look, we only take change and don't bother yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just have a freebie.
Okay.
Just have a freebie. Right, that had nothing to do with the film, by the way, but thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
For car parking.
I think I just know car parking
machine maintenance men everywhere. Get your act together.
Okay, that's
so would you give that 9 out of 10, that nonsense?
9 out of 10.
I mean, that film.
It was really good. And do you know something else? You know when you go to see a film and it is really too long? I think it was only an hour and a half. It wasn't really long at all.
See, that's ideal. You know, you're just in the form, right, okay, I've been here long enough. Happy days, right?
Mm-hmm, really good.
But I still think they should put that in the trailer. It'll be better than the one that we played. This film has witches with big bazookas.